父亲的比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, there's a very touching story concerning the prodigal son and his father.
虽然我们没有像这个浪子啊这么的不好啊，或者说落魄。
And although we're not as unfortunate to become in such an unfortunate situation as the prodigal son.
但是我们常常也有跟他同样的心情啊，来到神的面前。
But many times we have the same kind of feelings.Just as prodigal son when we come before God. Sometimes we feel anxious. Sometimes we feel unworthy. Or we even feel some doubt. But in reality, the father opens wide his arms to welcome and bring in his son.
帮助我们，让我们来到教会总是有这个感觉。
And may Lord Jesus help us in that every time we come to church, we have this kind of feeling.
他总是展开双手在迎接我们，要拥抱我们。
That the Father will always open up his arms and embrace us and welcome us back.
让我们也像这个儿子一样，能够打开我们的心，来迎接神的爱。来进入我们的生活里头。
And we pray that God may open up our hearts so that we may be like this son and receive God's love.
我们愿意靠他的帮助打开我们的心门。
And that we are willing to accept His help to open up our hearts.
不但让他的爱充满，也让他的话语、他的圣灵来充满我们。
And not only to allow His love to fill us, but also His word.In His Spirit.
就在这个早上，让我们都打开我们的心。
And so this morning, let us all open up our hearts.
我们现在同心跪下祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。奉主耶稣圣名祷告。我们都必须承认，我们人活着啊，就是一个神迹。
And so we all must admit that just by living, it is a miracle.
在生活当中啊，有许许多多我们看得见、看不见的因素合在一起啊，所以我们活着。
And there are many invisible and visible things in our life that are intertwined with each other to allow us to exist.
有很多我们知道的、不知道的。事情合在一起，所以我们活着。
And there are also many things in this world that are known and unknown that work together, so that we may exist.
比如说，空气是我们肉眼所看不见的，但是因为它的存在，所以我们活着。
For example, air or oxygen is something that we can't see with our eyes, but it is necessary for our survival.
那空气里头。很重要的就是有足够的氧气，所以我们活着。
And in the air that we breathe, the most important component of it is the oxygen in order to sustain us.
所以一个人突然到很高的高山上，他会常常会觉得不适应。
And so when a person goes to an elevated area, such as in the mountains, they oftentimes are not used to the air up there.
因为缺少氧气，所以才会发觉说，哇，原来氧气是这么的重要。
Because it lacks oxygen up in the high elevation areas, and so we come to realize how important oxygen really is to us.
有人说在生活当中，这种勉励欠勉就好像人生活当中的氧气一样。
And there's some people that say that mutual encouragement is just like the air that we breathe.
所以在圣经里头也常常提到这个勉励的事情。
And so in the scriptures, it often talks about encouraging one another.
其中有一段就是记载在希伯来书的第十章二十二节到二十五节。
And one is recorded in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 to 25.
我们请看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
在二十二节到二十五节的前面有一段很伟大的信息。
Before verses 22 to 25, there is a very, very great message.
在十七节、十八节啊，告诉我们说啊，我们的罪可以得到神的赦免。
For in verses 17 and 18, it tells us that our sins can be remissed.
那十九节告诉我们为什么我们的罪能够得着赦免。
And verse 19 tells us how our sins can be remissed.
因为主耶稣为我们所流的宝血有那足够的恩典跟功效。
It is because of the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. It has sufficient effect.
二十一节又提到说啊，主耶稣他的工作仍然在进行着啊，他成为这个神家里头的啊大祭司。
In verse 21, it tells us that the work of God is still going on, and he is the high priest over the house of God.
所以我们当我们聚在一起，当我们来到会堂啊，我们就是来到这个属灵的大家庭。
And so when we draw near together, when we come together, such as in this chapel.We are coming into the spiritual family.
那接下来这作者啊，他就来勉励说，让我们啊一起来做几件事情。
And then the author later tells us that we should do certain things.
让我们一起来表明啊，我们在主耶稣基督里头的这种团契。
Let us show or demonstrate the fellowship that we have in Christ.
让我们从地上的团契，我们来啊展望着啊将来天国的美好。
That from the fellowship we have on earth, we can have a greater hope for the wonderful fellowship we'll have in heaven.
我们请看希伯来书十章二十二节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22.
二十二节，并且我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water.
这里说让我们一起存着信心啊，来到这个神的面前。
Here it tells us that we should draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.
有充足这个信啊，我们有对神充足的信心，能够帮助我们。除掉生活当中很多的怀疑。
Because if we have a full assurance of faith, it can help us eliminate many of the doubts that we have.
当我们对神有充足的信心，让我们能够胜过生活当中很多的不确定。
When we have full assurance of faith in God, it can help us overcome many uncertainties in this life.
如果我们一直生活在怀疑跟不确定里头，我们的生活就失去了平安跟喜乐。
For if we continue to live in doubt and in uncertainty, we will lose our peace and joy in this world.
所以当我们聚在一起，我们有一个很重要的目标，就是我们要让大家一起有充足的信心。
And so when we gather together, there's a greater purpose in that we must build up our full assurance of faith.
所以我们常常想到，我做这个事情，我说这个话啊，为了就是要增进彼此的这个信心。
And so we should be mindful in what we say or do, because the purpose of our speech and our deeds is to mutually benefit each other.
因为对神有充足的信心，才能够让我们来胜过生活当中的。怀疑跟不确定。
For only those who have the full assurance of faith in God can overcome life's doubts and uncertainties.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
这里说让我们一起来坚守着。我们所持定的盼望。
Here it tells us to hold fast the confession of our hope.
所以信仰的这一条道路啊，也常常是我们大家一起来啊，手牵手一起来奔跑。
And so this walk of faith that we go on and is oftentimes we need to hold each other's hands to get through.
对我们的信仰，我们要有那种不动摇的、切实的相信。
And regarding our faith, we need to have a confession of hope.Without wavering.
这个是我们大家一起来互相勉励互相来造就。
And this is something that we can do through mutual encouragement and mutual edification.
这就是为什么当我们聚集的时候，我们常常要提到主耶稣的 主耶稣的救恩。
And that's why when we gather together, we talk about Lord Jesus and His salvation.
因为主耶稣为我们所完成的救恩呢，就是我们盼望的一个基础。
For the salvation that He fulfilled for us, is the foundation, of our hope.
为什么我们在一起的时候，我们要常常提到啊主耶稣复活的事实
？And why is it that when we gather together, we have to talk about that we talk about the truth of the resurrection of Christ?
啊，因为常常我们能够在主的复活这一个事实里头啊，来得着平静，得着安息。
Because oftentimes in the talking about His resurrection, we can receive peace and rest.
那我们如何彼此的来增进这充足的信心？
And so how can we strive to have a fuller faith?
我们请看二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
啊，在主耶稣的爱里头，我们一起来奔跑天国路，我们一起来同工。
And that we can in the love of Christ, we can walk towards the heavenly path together and work together.
啊，在这里作者他提到啊，什么是爱？
Here the author tells us what is love.
啊，就是这里所提到说，你们要彼此互相啊，彼此相顾。
And which means that we must consider one another.
啊，英文那个意境非常的好啊，说我们要互相的来考虑对方。
And in the English version, it says that we must consider the other party.
我们人很容易只考虑到我们自己。
Because we oftentimes only consider ourselves.
啊，所以在神的家里头啊，常常强调着我们也要去考虑。考虑对方。
In the house of God, we often emphasize considering others.
哦，因为考虑对方，我们才能够激发起对对方的爱。
Because it's only when we consider others that we can stir up a love for them.
哦，当我们对别人有那个爱，我们才会进一步的有那个爱的行动。
And it's only when we stir up this love for them that good works will follow.
哦，当我知道了你的疼痛
，When I understand your needs and your pains，
哦，那我才会更进一步的想说，如何来让你减少这个疼痛。
Then I can take it a step further and consider how I can help alleviate your pains or your stress。
哦，所以当我们彼此去考虑对方的时候，我们才能够激励起我们的爱心。跟我们爱心的行动。
And so only when we consider one another, can we stir up love and the good works that go along with it.
我们请再看二十五节。
Let us also read verse 25.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
啊，为了要彼此考虑对方啊，所以我们需要有常常的团契。
And in order to consider one another, we must have a frequent gatherings or fellowships.
哦，那其中很基本的一个项目啊，就是我们比如说在安息日，我们聚在一起来敬拜神。
And one of the typical things that we do is on the Sabbath day we assemble together.
这个稍不留意会忽略的，会啊，会成为。不停会啊，这个停止聚会会成为习惯的。
And if we are not mindful and begin to miss services, eventually it will become a habit.
哦，但是聚在一起的敬拜神，这又是一个不可忽略的一个重要的项目。
But assembling together to worship God is something that cannot be forsaken.
啊，这里说到说，尤其当主来的日子。更接近的时候，我们更要看重这一件事情。
And verse 25 says that even so much the more as you see the day approaching.
那我们如何能够让大家啊更来重视、看重啊这个聚在一起的聚会敬拜神
？And so how can we allow everyone to be mindful and reverent of assembling together to in worship？
啊，从二十四节、二十五节啊，就让我们看到。这两件事情。
And it tells us in verse 24 and 25.
当我们彼此去 彼此相顾，彼此去考虑对方。
That when we consider one another and care for each other.
那这个爱被激励，然后有爱的行动。
And then love is stirred up, and then good works accordingly.
那这里被特别被提到的一个爱的行动啊，就是勉励、劝勉。
And here one of the actions of love is through exhorting each other.
这个勉励啊，是给别人、给自己一项很好、很重要的礼物。
And encouraging one another is something that is very good to others as well as ourselves.
只要我们稍微留意一点，我们每一个人都可以，都可以，都可以去做到。
And as long as we're mindful of it, all of us can achieve it.
给自己，给别人一份最需要的礼物，勉励。
To give one another the most important gift that we need.Which is encouragement.
因为我们大家都一样的生活在这个大环境里头。
Because we all live in this great big environment.
我们每一个人都面对着生活当中许多的挑战。
And we all face challenges in our lives.
在我们生活当中，我们一样的面对着许多的改变。
And in our lives, we often encounter changes.
当我们面对这些挑战、这些改变的时候，就影响到我们的整个生活的。生活的态度以及我们这个一些生活的内容。
And facing these changes in our lives can also affect our attitude and our lifestyle.
当我们觉得有恐惧害怕的时候，我们需要被勉励。
When we feel anxious and scared, we need encouragement.
当我们生活当中有了忧虑的时候，我们需要被鼓励。
When we have burdens in our lives, we need encouragement.
当我们遇到悲伤的事情的时候，我们需要被勉励。
And when we encounter sad times in our lives, we also need encouragement.
当我们觉得对人生觉得非常的灰心冷淡的时候，我们需要得到勉励。
And when we feel apathetic about our lives,we also need encouragement.
当我们对所遭遇的事情觉得非常失意的时候，我们需要被勉励。
And when we feel when we are in despair because of the things that we have faced, that is when we need encouragement.
在患难当中，我们需要得到勉励。
And also in times of danger, we need encouragement.
当生活里头充满很多怀疑的时候，我们需要被勉励。
When our life is filled with many doubts.We need encouragement.
当发现生活里头充满着危机的时候，我们需要被勉励。
When our life is in jeopardy, we need encouragement.
当我们觉得孤独孤单的时候，我们需要被勉励。
When we feel lonely, that is also the time we need encouragement.
当我们有了病痛的时候，我们需要被勉励。
And when we are fallen ill and in sickness.We need encouragement.
在不平安的环境、不平安的遭遇里头，我们需要被勉励。
And in unpeaceful times and unrest, we need encouragement.
主耶稣他总是带给人这一份最好的礼物。
And Jesus has always been able to bring to us this very wonderful gift.
所以让我们从主耶稣的身上我们来学习怎样来互相勉励。
And so let us learn how to encourage each other throughthe example that Jesus said.
在主耶稣的在从主耶稣身上我们看到主耶稣他总是有一个倾听的耳朵。
From our Lord Jesus, we can see that he often has an ear willing to listen.
他所到的地方他愿意听人们到他跟前来诉说自己的遭遇自己的苦境。
And that wherever he went, he was willing to listen to people's concerns and their cares and their anxieties.
在诗篇里头，这些作者也常常提到说，我们的神是听祷告的神。
And in Psalms, the psalmist often refers to God as a God that listens to our prayers.
所以这一位道成肉身来到世界的这一位神主耶稣他总是。有一个倾听的耳朵。
And Jesus, which is God, the Word become that became flesh, has an ear that is willing to listen to us.
主耶稣让人们的感觉，他总是好像有一个温暖的肩膀让人能够靠在这个温暖的肩膀上。
And it seems like Jesus always has a shoulder for us to lean on.
有时候我们会觉得我们的周遭这个世界很冷淡。
Sometimes we may feel that our surroundings, the world that we live in, is very cold.
我们真的希望能够有个温暖的肩膀可以靠着。
And we desire for a warm shoulder to lean on.
有一个学生说，有一次啊，他期中考之后啊，他觉得说他成绩考得不好。
And one time a student told me that after their midterm, they felt that they did pretty bad.
他在考虑着说啊，是不是要放弃这个科目哦 ，drop 这个科目呢？还是说啊，还有机会可以把分数再提高
？And the student was debating whether or not he should drop the class or try to raise his grades.
啊，所以他就去找这个教授。
And so he sought after the professor.
啊，他说啊，老师啊，我知道我这次这个期中考我考得不好。
And he told the professor that he knew that he had done poorly on his midterm.
啊，请问老师说他在哪一方面呢？应该啊，再加强，请老师指点。
And he asked his teacher in what areas he needs to improve on.
啊，他甚至也对老师说出了他觉得困难的地方。
And he even expressed the difficult aspects of the material to his professor.
啊，这个学生他是啊，很真心的，他希望能够从老师那边啊，来得到一些勉励啊，得到一些指点、一些帮助。
And the student genuinely wanted to learn and receive help from his teacher.
啊，这个既然已经选了这个课，协会已经教了啊，他希望啊，不要轻易的就放弃。
And since he had already chosen the course and paid the tuition, he did not want to give up on it that easily.
啊，这个老师就翻开他的这个成绩啊，看了一下，然后就对这个学生说啊，You are fine.
And so the teacher opened up his grade book and looked at his grade and says, You're fine.
啊，这个学生就想说，大概虽然我觉得我考得不好啊，但是应该还可以。
And so the student thought that, well, even though I felt that I did poorly, but perhaps it is actually okay.
啊，所以这个老师啊就很轻易的这样子 ，You are fine 啊，就把他打发走了。
And so the professor sent him off by saying, You're doing just fine.
啊，那学习最后啊，他这个科目啊是拿了 F.
But at the end of the course, he received an F.
啊，他就啊跟一些同学讲说啊，老师说 You are fine 啊，但是我为什么得到 F?
And so he talked to his other classmates and he said that the professor said I was doing fine. How come I still got an F?
他的同学啊，讥笑他说啊，啊，你听错了，老师说 you are fail。
And the students were laughed at him and said, or his classmates kind of joked with him, saying, you misheard the professor. He actually says, you failed, or you're failing.
啊，所以有时候我们很多时候的遭遇啊，就好像这样子。
And so many of our encounters are similar to what the student experienced.
啊，让人觉得非常的沮丧，让人觉得说这个世界怎么这么的冷淡。
And it makes us feel kind of hopeless in why the world has such a cold shoulder to us.
啊，主耶稣他总是啊，用他那一双手啊来啊来勉励人，来扶持人。
But Jesus always used his hands.To bring people up, uplift them.
啊，所以对主耶稣所做的事情，有时候非常啊仔细的来做描述。
And so there are many things that Jesus did that are described in detail.
啊，让我们印象深刻的就是有一次主耶稣啊，他伸出他的手去摸那个麻风的啊这个病患。
And one of the most the stories that left a deep impression on us was when Jesus reached out his hand to touch the person with leprosy.
啊，其实主耶稣他可以用吩咐的来医治这个人。
And Jesus could have actually commanded the leper to be healed.
啊，主耶稣也可以像很多的时候说，你去做什么事情，你就得医治。
And just like in the past times, he could have commanded the person to do certain to fulfill a certain criteria, and then his disease will be healed.
哦，但是在那一次啊，主耶稣他却是主动的伸出他的手去触摸这个麻风病者。
But during that time, that instance, he actively reached out his hand and touched the leper and healed him.
啊，这个人已经多久的时间没有人敢碰他一下。
This person has everyone was afraid to touch this person. He has never been touched in a long time.
啊，有多少的时候啊，他必须要发出警告说离开我。
And there's many times where the leper had to announce that he was approaching so that people would depart from the area.
主耶稣伸出手去摸他，那个感受啊，一定是 十分的不一样，十分的强烈。
But when Jesus reached out his hand and touched the leper, that feeling of being received must have felt really good to the leper.
那主耶稣也总是用那种了解的心去支持着，去勉励着周遭的人。
And Jesus always had a heart of compassion to encourage those around him.
为什么他能够有一个了解的心？
How was he able to have a heart of compassion?
从整的层面来看呢，就是他愿意花时间去倾听。
Because from our perspective, we can see that he was willing to set out the time to listen to them.
从整的层面来看呢，就是他愿意花时间去了解。
And from our perspective, we see that he was willing to try to understand.
所以他能够给人非常非常需要、非常实在的那一个支持。
And so he was able to give people that much needed and practical support.
所以常常他的一个简单的动作或者只是一句话就带给人最大的礼物。
And so oftentimes, just by one simple action or one simple word,He can bring a very valuable gift to people.
一个正在犯罪当中的一个女人被抓了。
A woman that was caught in the act of sin was captured.
也刻意的被带到主耶稣的面前。
And was brought purposely before Jesus.
这些人对主耶稣说，照着我们犹太人的传统，这样的女人要用石头打死。
And these people told Jesus that according to the Jewish custom, this kind of womanShall be stoned to death.
主耶稣没有表示意见。
Jesus did not give his opinion.
这些人刻意的要主耶稣一定要表示意见。
But these people purposely wanted Jesus to express his own opinion.
最后主耶稣把这些人都打发走了。
And later Jesus was able to scatter the crowd.
剩下主耶稣跟这个充满着羞愧害怕的女人。站在他的面前。
And in the end, it was only Jesus and the woman who was quite scared and fearful.
主耶稣对他说：“没事了，你走，你可以离开了，以后不要再换。”
And Jesus told the woman that do not be afraid, leave and do not commit the sins anymore.
主耶稣知道他的羞愧，他的害怕。
And Jesus understood her shamefulness.And her fear at the time.
主耶稣知道她的处境，主耶稣知道她为什么会这么做。
Jesus understand why she did the things she did.
主耶稣知道她所需要的不是责备，不是被审判，她所需要的是被怜悯，被鼓励。
And Jesus knew that she did not need to be rebuked at that time, but she needed encouragement.
今天我们都是愿意跟随主耶稣，愿意效法主耶稣的。
And today we are all believers who are willing to follow Christ.
所以我们常常来互相勉励，让我们都得到勇气。
And so let us encourage one another so that we can build up our confidence in the Lord.
我们借着我们彼此的勉励让我们能够更有自信。
And through our mutual encouragement, we can build up our confidence.
借着我们彼此的勉励让我们对我们的前途充满着希望。
And through our mutual encouragement, we can build a greater hope for our future.
就是主耶稣复活升天之前呢，他仍然是这样子的，在鼓励着周遭的人。
And before Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven, he continued to encourage people around him.
在耶路撒冷的这些门徒，他们看到主耶稣被钉十字架，被放在坟墓里。
And the people in Jerusalem who saw Jesus that crucified and placed in the tomb.
他们不但充满着悲伤，他们心中更充满着许多的怀疑。
And not only were they filled with sadness, but they also had some doubt in their hearts.
他们觉得非常的失望，有人甚至离开了耶路撒冷。
And they felt quite hopeless. Some felt quite hopeless and even left Jerusalem.
主耶稣有两个门徒，他们走在回家的路上。
And two disciples were walking on the way home.
主耶稣在他们的当中来显现。
And Jesus appeared among them.
主耶稣听他们在讲论。
And Jesus heard their dialogue with each other.
主耶稣进一步的问他们：“你们心中到底在疑惑着什么？”
And Jesus asked them, "What doubts do you have in your heart?"
主耶稣继续听着，主耶稣继续跟他们走在那一条 让人觉得非常无奈、失望的道路上。
And Jesus continued to listen to them and walked with them and accompanied them on that path where they felt hopeless and in despair.
听了之后，主耶稣非常清楚的知道他们的难处在哪里。
And after listening to them, Jesus understood what was troubling them.
主耶稣甚至跟他们进了他们的屋子。
And he even entered into their homes.
主耶稣勉励他们，主耶稣重燃起他们心中的火热。
And Jesus encouraged them and lit the flame once again in their hearts.
当彼得对其他的门徒很无可奈何的说：“我捕鱼去。”
And then Peter said that he was going to go fishing.
那真的，他们一群人啊，到了海边啊，开始啊。在那边捕鱼。
And once Peter said he was going fishing, and many of the disciples went out fishing.
主耶稣远远的看着他们。
And Jesus was watching them from afar.
主耶稣看到他们整夜在那边劳碌着，但是没有收获。
And Jesus saw them working tirelessly throughout the night and without much reward.
主耶稣明了解他们心中的那一种。那种劳而获劳苦但是没有收获的那一种失望跟不平。
And so Jesus understood their sentiment at the time that they were working so hard and yet unable to catch anything.
主耶稣也了解他们心中那种应该去做些什么更有意义的事情，但是却回来做这个捕鱼的工作。
And Jesus also understood that they could have been out doing more meaningful work in evangelizing, but yet they resorted back to fishing.
主耶稣知道他们是充满着挫折，再加上挫折。
Jesus knew that they were filled with guilt upon guilt.
就眼前啊，他们是又疲劳又饥饿又口渴。
And before him, he could see that they were tired and they were hungry and thirsty.
主耶稣用他的双手在岸上为他们准备了早餐。
Jesus used his hands to prepare a breakfast for them by the sea.
主耶稣用温和的这种态度来问候他们，来邀请他们。
And Jesus used a very gentle attitude to greet them and welcome them.
在启示录第二章、第三章有提到主耶稣给当时教会的七封书信。
In Revelation 2 and chapter 2 and chapter 3, records Jesus giving the seven letters to the churches.
有时候我们说那是对当时教会的那种责备。
And most people say that those letters were intended to correct or rebuke the churches.
真的在第一世纪末的教会里头是充满着很多的软弱很多的这个错误。
Indeed, after that first, at the end of that first century, many people in the church were weak and full of guilt.
但是我们仔细的去看呢，这七封书信呢，更应该是勉励的书信。
But if we look closely at these seven letters, they are actually letters of encouragement to the people in the church.
因为在这书信里头，主耶稣不是只有去看到当时他们的软弱跟错误。
Because Jesus did not focus only on their weaknesses and their faults.
其实字里行间里头啊，主耶稣是不断的来提到他们一些让主耶稣很爱他们，主耶稣很喜欢的事情。
But within the context of the letters, you can see that Jesus talked about things that he saw that was good about them and that he loved about them.
主耶稣对他们说：“我看出来，你们是可以做这样的事情。”
And Jesus mentioned that I can see that you can do these kinds of things.
主耶稣称赞他们说：“你们在什么事情上面做得很好。”
He commended them on the things that they have done well.
主耶稣对他们说：“我喜欢你们所做的哪一件事情。”
And Jesus praised them by saying the certain things that he liked about what they did.
主耶稣说：“我爱你们，因为你们做了哪一件事情。”
And Jesus said that I love you because you have done these certain things.
主耶稣更对他们说：“我知道你们会把哪些事情做好的。”
And Jesus even assured them that he knew the things that they would do well in.
所以每一封书信的最后都讲到得胜的就要怎样的来得着神的祝福。
And so at the conclusion of each letter, it talked about how a person who who was victorious will receive the blessing of God.
意思主耶稣说，我知道你们会把这些眼前没有做好的事情把它做好的。
Which means that he knew that they would complete what they were to do in a good manner.
啊，如果说勉励就像我们生活当中的氧气。
If we are to compare encouragement as the oxygen that we need in our lives,
啊，我们实在需要啊，真的常常去啊思考一下啊，主耶稣他对人的勉励。
And then we really need to meditate upon the encouragement that Jesus offered the people around him.
那我们不但勉励别人啊，我们也要勉励自己。
And not only should we encourage others, but we need to also encourage ourselves.
啊，我们也需要给自己一个最重要、最好的礼物。
We need to give ourselves one of the most precious gifts.
啊，因为我们在今天，我们都生活在这种啊或多或少的这种忧郁跟沮丧里头。
Because in these days we lived in a world of hopelessness.
啊，有哪一个人？他不需要去面对着挑战跟改变。
And who among us is willing to face all these turbulent changes in our lives?
每一个人都必须要去面对着每一天的挑战跟改变。
But everyone needs to face these changes that we face in our lives.
必须要去面对，就会在生活当中有忧郁。有沮丧。
And when we do face them, then it will cause us to be anxious and to sometimes even fall into a sense of disparity.
我们如何来鼓励我们自己？
And so how do we encourage ourselves and uplift ourselves?
请看哥林多后书第一章。
Please look at 2 Corinthians. Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第一章
chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
第十节，他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us.
这个保罗他也是每一天面对着生活当中的挑战跟改跟变化。
Paul also faced many daily challenges and changes in life.
啊，他如何来克服胜过生活当中的这些忧郁以及啊以及沮丧。
And so, how was he able to overcome the anxiety and the hopelessness in his life?
啊，这里告诉我们，保罗他数算神的恩典。
Here tells us that Paul counted God's blessings.
啊，神主耶稣在过去救我们。
Jesus delivered us in the past.
主耶稣现在也正在救我们。
Jesus is delivering us now.
我们也知道主耶稣将来还要继续救我们。
And we have confidence that he will deliver us in the future.
在我们生活当中，我们要也常常鼓励我们自己，那个事情往大的方向、大的方向去看。
And so we need to constantly encourage ourselves by looking at things from a broad perspective.
我们的大方向就是大家在生活当中能够充满着和谐和睦。
The broad perspective is that in our lives, all of us can live together, dwell together in harmony.
在我们的家里，在我们工作的地方，在学校，在教会里头。
It applies to our life at work, in our families, and in the church, and in schools.
我们的目标是大家非常的和谐和睦相处。
So our purpose is to live harmoniously and peacefully.
我们都往这个大方向。
And this is a general direction that we strive to work towards.
很多的小细节啊，我们就不会不用太在意。
And so we don't need to stretch ourselves out too much over the details.
我们常常给自己有足够的时间跟空间。
And we give ourselves, we give each of us enough time and space.
是的，我们求好心切，这个是人之常情。
Yes, it is normal for us to ask for things to be good.
马上的就非常的完美，非常的好。
And we desire for things to be wonderful and perfect.
但是为了鼓励我们自己啊，我们要常常给自己有足够的时间跟空间。
But in order to encourage ourselves, we must allow ourselves to have enough space and enough time.
其实这也是主耶稣所要给我们的恩惠。
This is also the grace that Jesus wants to give us.
只是我们常常忽略了这一个恩惠啊，我们对自己的要求啊，是给自己缺少时间，缺少空间。
But we tend to neglect this this grace that Jesus wants to give us, and we limit ourselves and overwork ourselves, so we don't have enough time and space.
哦，在保罗的生活当中啊，最要紧的事情啊，就是如何把福音传开。
In Paul's life, the most important thing to him was how to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth.
那对这件事情他怎么讲呢？
And so what did he say concerning this?
请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第二节。
2 Timothy 4 verse 2.
第二节，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
Paul says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching.
这个保罗是紧抓住这个传福音的这一个啊，这一个这一个重要的事情。
Paul held firmly onto this mission of preaching the word.
但是他也清楚的知道，不是每一次啊，都有他预期的这个成果。
But he also clearly understands that it is not always in the season that he expects it to be.
所以他这里说得时不得时。
And so that is why he says, be ready in season and out of season.
他知道有时候是很努力在做，但是呢，是不得时的时候。
He knows that even though there are times that he's working, he's working very hard, but it is not that time.
但是不灰心。
But he will not lose hope.
这当中可能还有一些空间可以再去努力。
He will not lose heart, and there's still some room for him to work towards.
这一次是不得时，下一次再做。或许就是一个得时的时候。
And though, even though this time may be out of season, but the next time if he continues working at it, eventually it will come in season.
给自己时间空间呢，并不是给自己有一个懒惰的借口。
To give yourself your own time and your own space isn't a excuse to being lazy.
像保罗这样子，是让自己继续往前进。
Like Paul, he encourages himself to continue to push forward.
不给自己时间空间，才反而常常会把自己打倒。
It's only when it's oftentimes when you don't give yourself enough space in your own time that you have defeated yourself.
在生活当中遇到胆怯退缩的事情是一定会有。
Will be times in our lives when we encounter things that cause us to be afraid and fearful.
这些古圣徒他们也是要面对这样的一个困难跟软弱。
And all the apostles in the past also faced these kinds of difficulties.
但是他们知道把这个软弱跟退缩来交给神。
But they understood to put this weakness and timidity onto God.
在受苦、在挫折当中啊，让人会退缩、会软弱。
That during times of suffering and danger, it will cause us to become scared and retreat.
自己鼓励自己啊，就是帮助自己啊，继续走在对的这一条道路上面。
But to encourage ourselves means to continue to motivate ourselves to walk on the path that is right.
我们可以向神求问，让我们能够明白这个受苦跟挫折的背后。他要给我们的目的是什么？
We can ask the Lord to help us understand what is the purpose of us encountering these pains and sufferings.
在这个过程当中啊，我们鼓励自己继续走在这个对的道路上面。
And so that during this entire process, we can continue to motivate ourselves to walk in this right path.
我们相信那个结果一定会是好的。
For we have assurance that the result will be good.
我们常常学习这些古圣徒啊，这样来鼓励自己。
And so we should learn from the apostles of the past and continue to motivate ourselves in this way.
所以让我们练习着常常去鼓励别人，鼓励自己。
And so let us learn how to continue to motivate one another.
有时候人的天性、人的倾向啊，是嘲笑别人。
Our nature, human nature, oftentimes is leaning towards making fun of others.
那今天既然我们是在主耶稣的这个家庭里头，我们要学习我们的家长是多去鼓励别人。
But today, being in the house and the family of Christ, we need to learn instead of making fun of each other or being sarcastic, we should encourage each other and build each other up.
我们很诚实的来面对别人，面对我们自己。
That we can face others and ourselves. Genuinely and truthfully.
求主耶稣赐给我们力量啊，能够 来鼓励别人，鼓励自己。
May the Lord give us the strength and power so that we may be able to stand up and encourage ourselves and uplift others.
让我们常常多多的去专注于神所给我们的这些正面的应许。
And that we can focus our attention towards the promises, the optimistic promises that the Lord has given us.
主耶稣对我们总是有那些那个正面的这种信任期望。
Jesus, the promises that Jesus gives us always has a positive side to it.
主耶稣对彼得说：“我已经为你祷告了。”
Jesus told Peter that he has already prayed for him.
主耶稣相信说彼得会回转。
And Jesus believed that Peter would turn back.
所以主耶稣对彼得说：“当你回转的时候，你也要兼顾你的弟兄姐妹。”
And so that's why he told Peter, when you turn back, you must also solidify the faith of your brothers and sisters.
所以让我们彼此之间有也常常能够对对方有这种正面的信任跟带导。
And so to us, this means that we should also carry out this type of positive influence on our brothers and sisters by continuing to pray for them.
也让我们常常在一起来数算恩典。
And also, when we're together, we should continue to count the blessings that God has given us.
对那些鼓励我们的人、帮助我们的人，我们跟他分享我们的感激、我们的感受。
And for those who have encouraged us and tried to help us, we can share with them our gratefulness and our towards them.
马太福音二十五章，主耶稣做了三个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus told three parables.
第一个比喻就是分别三绵羊的比喻。
The first parable was distinguishing between the sheep.
主耶稣他分享他的感激，他的感受。
Jesus shared his feelings to them.
主耶稣说：“我饿的时候，你们给我吃。”
Jesus says that when I was hungry, you fed me.
我赤身的时候，你们衣服给我穿。
And when I was naked, you gave me clothes to wear.
我被下在监牢里，你们来看我。
And when I was imprisoned, you came to visit me.
这些人说：“主啊，我们什么时候？”做这些事情在你身上。
But these people say, Lord, when do we do these things to you?
主耶稣说，你们坐在小子里头的一个身上，就是坐在我身上。
And Jesus says that whatever you have done to this young child, you have done for me.
人们对我们的帮助或者是鼓励有时候并不是那么的直接。
The encouragement and the help that people give us, sometimes is not that direct.
但是当我们感受到的时候。
But when we have genuinely felt it,
我们来分享一下从这个人我们所得到的帮助跟这个感激。
We can share with them this the kind of feeling that we get after receiving their help.
这也是一个非常正面的一个很好的互相的勉励。
And this is also a very positive kind of encouragement.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord continue to help us.
让我们厄文教会是一个充满着互相勉励的教会。
And so that we can be a church that continues to encourage and uplift one another.
我们一起唱诗343首。
Let us rise and sing hymn together, 343.
Lord, lead me. Ever to Him I cry. In His presence near, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true, there is my soul's best songs.
Please be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's offer a concluding prayer.
求主耶稣帮助我们，求主耶稣祝福我们，让我们在需要勉励的时候，不但从他那里得到勉励，而从我们弟兄姐妹当中来得着勉励。
May the Lord continue to help and guide us, and so that not only will we receive encouragement from the Lord Jesus, but also from our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们也求他帮助我们，让我们在弟兄姐妹需要的时候能够得着我们的勉励。
And we ask Him to help us so that when our brothers and sisters are in need of our encouragement, that we may be able to be there to offer it to them.
我们祷告当中，请也特别继续的为Grace两姐妹祷告。
And in our prayers, let's also remember Sister Grace Liang.
因为在最近她连续两次在家中这个。
Because recently she has fallen twice in her house.
我们现在一起同心祷告，愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
So let us kneel down and pray in one accord, and those who are who want to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
奉耶稣圣名祷告。